Corey opened the door and went outside. Blinking against the glare, she made her way around the corner and down the alley to the little parking lot behind the sheriff's office. There was her gremlin, and there, leaning against it, was the pervert in the black suit. As she approached, he stepped forward and opened the door for her. She got in and slammed the door behind her. Slipping the key into the ignition, she cranked the engine, and after turning over a few times, it coughed into life, laying down a huge cloud of oily smoke. The man in black stepped away. She waited a moment, then leaned out the window.
"Thanks," she said grudgingly.
"It was my pleasure."
"All right, Mr. Special Agent, what's the catch?"
"I'll tell you while you give me a lift back to Winifred Krause's place. That's where I'm staying." Corey Swanson hesitated, then opened the door.
"Get in. I hope you're not going to do something stupid."
The FBI agent smiled and slid in beside her as smoothly as a cat.
"You can trust me, Miss Swanson."
"Can I trust you?"
She looked at him.
"No."
She popped the clutch and peeled out of the parking lot, leaving behind a pall of oil smoke and a nice 10-inch pair of tire marks on the sheriff's asphalt. She glanced over at the FBI man.
"So what's with the black suit? Somebody die?"
"Like you, I'm rather partial to the color."
She snorted.
"What's this catch you were talking about?"
"I need a car and driver."
Corey had to laugh.
"What, me and my stretch AMC gremlin?"
"I came by bus, and I'm finding it rather inconvenient to be on foot. I propose compensation of $100 a day for the car and driver, plus a standard rate of 31 cents per mile for fuel and depreciation."
$100 was more money than Corey had ever seen at one time. This couldn't be happening. It had to be some kind of bullshit. If you're a hotshot FBI...